Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Kevin Petrinic here with Seasonal Lawn Care. Kevin, we're here out in Orchard Park and we're looking at some lawns, some good green spots, but a little brown spots as well. It's the middle of summer. What do you do when you're taking care of your lawn? And how do you guys treat lawns during the summer?
Well, I'll tell you, if you're a homeowner and you start getting some brown spots and some dry areas in the lawn, which pretty much 95% of the people are going to have that right now, the tips that I would give somebody is if they're mowing it themselves, you're going to want to raise that blade all the way up. Mow in the cooler times of the day, the mornings and the afternoons. Avoid the daytime if at all possible because the sun is extremely hot and you're adding extra stress to that lawn doing that. But you also want to water. You know, any kind of water is going to help. Again, the best time to water would be in the morning because now if you're watering, say, like 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the morning, it has time to dry off. But you're going to want to water certain areas for 20 to 30 minutes and then move your sprinkler around if you don't have an irrigation system. The second best time would be the afternoon, but sometimes you can get some magnification of the water on the grass blades or on your plants and the sun is beating down and it can actually stress the plant. And then you can also water in the evening. I recommend that the least just because now the grass blade is staying wet overnight and it can really encourage disease problems in the lawn.
Is there ever a sign that maybe too much water? Is there a certain amount that you think that is the right amount, or is it just water as much as you can at the right time?
I got to tell you, it's almost watering as much as you can at this point in time where it's 90-something degrees out and we're not getting any rain. But yeah, you can wind up overwatering, say, in the springtime or in the fall or if we're getting a lot of rain. But again, 20 minutes, 30 minutes on one spot, and you move that around, you should be fine. You know, you don't want to leave it an hour and a half in one certain area and puddle it all up. Just move it around a little bit, and you should be good.
I know from my personal experience, I mow my lawn maybe once a week, and that's just something that it just the way you're looking at the grass, and we do keep it kind of high, the mower. What's your tips when it comes to how much you should mow your lawn? I mean, I know some people mow their lawn almost every day just to kind of keep it a nice length. What's your expertise on that?
I would go along the lines, just like you just said, is mowing once a week, raise your blades all the way up. And what I'm talking about is 3.5 to 4 inches high, but also keeping your mower blade sharp. If you're a homeowner and you're just mowing your own lawn, you could probably get away with sharpening that blade maybe maybe twice a month. But if you're commercial, they're sharpening their blades 2 or 3 times a week. But again, cooler times of the day are really the kind of critical part to be mowing in. But I've also thought, you know, lately what we're seeing out here is the less you can be on the lawn, the better. You know, so if you can go 2 weeks without mowing, do it. You know, just to alleviate any kind of stress. When you're thinking about the grasses that we have in Western New York, they're what's called cool season grasses. And cool season grasses do the best from 75 degrees down to about 55 degrees. You get above 75 degrees and they go dormant. They shut themselves down. So they're struggling for, as we know, in the last 2-3 weeks, we really haven't had a 70-degree day. You know, it's been 80, 90 degrees. So these grasses are stressed, and they need some general, you know, care on them where you're limiting your amount of time on the lawn.
That 90-degree heat wave we had for about almost a week of every single day, you know, we definitely get a lot of heat around here sometimes during the summer, but that's a little bit of an abnormal time, right, especially how long it lasted. What does that do to lawns, and how are you guys approaching that because of it being such a unique situation?
The lawn will actually kind of go to sleep. And, you know, that's where you start to get the off-coloredness. The lawn shuts its system down, the grass blade shuts its system down, and it's waiting for the cooler times. So what we do in our business, like we do the fertilization end of things, we actually change our formulation of the fertilizers. We'll actually change the rate of the fertilizers. We'll bring in stuff called slow-release fertilizers, things like that that'll help the lawn once it starts to creep out of dormancy to recover faster. You know, and if you're a homeowner, again, just keep that watered, keep it mowed, and unless you really, really feel good about what you're putting down there as far as fertilizers, I would kind of leave that up to the experts.
Wait, yeah, kind of leading to my next question, you know, if your grass starts to get these dry spots, or say that you have spots that have been kind of left dormant, that no grass is growing out of, this probably isn't the right time to be planting grass, right?
It really isn't. It's difficult. Unless you have an irrigation system and you're faithfully watering, the grass really is going to struggle to grow. There's a lot of other things that happen at this time of year where the grass goes dormant and it goes off color that mimic that. You could have insects, surface insects, such as a chinch bug, which actually is kind of like an aphid on a plant, sucks the juices out of the grass blade and leaves it looking dead. But if your yard is all off color, you're not going to notice that until these lawns start to green up. So you've really got to kind of be vigilant, especially when they come out of the dormancy. I know they're calling for rain in the next couple of days, but that little bit of rain isn't going to be enough to change the color at this time.
When it comes to even plants, you know, when you're with your gardens and just your flower plants that you maybe have on your patio, what's the approach with that when it's this hot during the summer?
Great question. You know, and people are usually pretty good about their flowers and their gardens. That's the bread and butter in the summer. But what you want to do is similar to what I was talking about earlier with watering. Do it in the mornings. You know, you can do it in the evening if the plant can dry off. The daytime is tough because if you have tender plants like your tomato plants or your flowers, you can get some magnification in the sun and actually damage the leaves. You know, so you kind of want to watch that. I've seen it where people have gone out there and they've also, you know, if you have a garden hose that's been sitting in the sunlight for an hour full of water and you turn it on, you can actually blister your hand up from that heat of that water. And you can't, you know, you don't want to be putting that on your plants. So very similar to do that. But the thing that you don't want to forget is your landscape itself, the plants, the bushes, and your trees. Even though a tree might be 20 foot tall, it's struggling. You know, it's struggling just like your grass is. And put a hose on it for an hour. Just let it go, you know, and just don't forget about the rest of your foundation plantings.
We're like right almost in that smack middle of the summer. Still some probably hot months ahead of us. You know, what's the best way just to get through the rest of the summer the best you can? And you know, how can you, you know, keep it going to the point where once we get to the fall when it starts to cool down, that's when, you know, the grass can really be saved?
Well, again, there's really not a magic bullet. You keep that watering going. You limit your amount of time you're mowing. You raise your mower blade all the way up. You keep that blade sharp. You call in the experts to do the fertilizing, and then you just hope that the rain and the cooler temps come in. And once they do, generally these grasses will do well. You know, you might wind up with some grasses, such as your bent grasses, that struggle, and you might have to do some minor overseeding come the fall. But generally these grasses are meant to go dormant. They'll recover, you know, and then you'll have minimal seeding come the fall.
Anything else you want to add, Kevin, with what we've been talking about?
No, again, you know, just be aware of your lawns, but don't forget the rest of your landscape. And when you're out there, not only hydrate your grasses, but hydrate yourself. Don't forget to drink plenty of water while you're out there.